sizzle at 99.9 KSIZ, where the MSP comes alive.
Get to Don Ramon Street Tacos at 1555 First Avenue East and Highway 101 in Shakopee for the best Tex-Mex north of the border, or call their order line at 952-217-4860 and tell them that Polly Spit sent you.
Whether you're seeking to buy or sell a classic car, call Matt Thurlson at Mad Muscle Garage Classic Collector Car Sales and Services at 952-220-2993 or email him at matt@madmusclegarage.com for further details. Wagner's Drive-In is the place for homemade lip-smacking car chow when you get hungry while cruising or coming or going to a car show or cruise-in. Jump in at 7000 West Broadway in Brooklyn Park or call 763-533-8262. Get your car summarized and prepare for the warmer weather ahead with a car care package at TSI Smith Nielsen, conveniently located at 7860 Jolly Lane North, Brooklyn Park, or call Brad or Chris at 763-424-6630.
Ladies and gentlemen,
kids too,
get ready.
The Minnesota Street Rod Association's Back to the 50s weekend is coming.
That's right, at the State Fairgrounds, June 19th through the 21st. Enjoy fair food, concerts, kids' world, ladies' showcase, music, bingo, and find your dream car at the Car Corral or Sunday swap meet. Advanced discount tickets at participating Napa Auto Parts and grab a free ride on Metro Transit. See you June 19th through the 21st. Learn more at MSRABackToThe50s.com.
Good morning, Minneapolis, St. Paul. You're listening to Speedy and Spitz Street Beat on KSIZ Sizzling 99.9. We've got Brian on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Boy, I'll tell you what, good things are happening today. What do you think?
Well, yeah, you know, it is the biggest weekend of the year for car lovers, with day two of the Minnesota Street Rod Association Back to the 50s out here at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds.
Man, I'll tell you what, gorgeous looking cars, and the beauty about it is that, you know, they're all landing up over there and having some fun, and, you know, with the beauty of all of the different vendors that are, you know, appearing at the Back to the 50s this year, it promises to be a great event. What do you think?
Well, always, always. And remember, this is for cars 1964 and older, and yeah, you have a lot of commercial vendors. There's a swap meet tomorrow, and of course, fair food.
Ooh. You know, that's one of my downsides. As soon as I hit the place, it's like, where's the cheese curds at, right?
Well, I know. That's why I always have to bring up food and food trucks when I'm talking to you.
Very good, very good. So what's the plan for this weekend?
Well, you know, a lot of places don't put car shows on in the local area around the Twin Cities with Back to the 50s being on, because that's where most of the cars and car people are going to be. But there still has to be some events for people that have cars newer than 1964. So I've got some ideas here to head up some shows tomorrow. Little bit out of the Twin Cities area, you can head up to Zimmerman for the Father's Day car show at the Free Grace United Church.
Ooh.
And that runs from 9:30 to 12:30. And that's for 1995 and older cars and trucks. The address of the Free Grace United Church is 12864 Fremont Avenue in Zimmerman. So that's someplace you can head up, take Dad up there tomorrow. And then also in downtown Red Wing, it's the 29th annual Father's Day car show.
Wow.
It's free to car owners and spectators. It's on Bush and 3rd Street in downtown Red Wing. Food trucks and local restaurants, free make and take model kits for the kids. Now that's a really neat thing, because it's, you know, the plastic model kits that we all built as kids, and some people are still building them now as adults.
Yeah.
They've got these simpler level one version kits that are good for kids to get started with. So free model kits for the kids to take tomorrow.
Wow.
Down in Red Wing, that's hosted by the Phantoms Motor Club. Go to Twin Cities Car Cruising Group Facebook page. They're all listed on there. There's lots of stuff happening throughout the day today that you'll see. There's car shows around, and then also tomorrow, quite a few on Sunday around the state.
And become a member over at the Twin Cities Car Cruising Group when you have a chance. Stop by and check it out. You know, Speeding Spit, you know, does a great job of radiating many of the car shows throughout the metro area. So when you have a chance, stop by and check it out at Twin Cities Car Cruising Group. 16,200 members strong. Man.
Right. Oh. And we're starting to see a lot of people out there starting to post pictures of the events that they've been going to, and we love that. So
yeah.
Please, if you're attending a car show out there or a cruise in, feel free to post photos on that page. We want people to see what they missed.
Yeah. Very good there, Brian. Well, what else we got going on?
Well, today, in honor of Back to the 50s, Speedy's Jukebox, we're going to do some Speedy's cool cartoons today. You know, to me, nothing says a hot rod and custom more than a 32 Ford or a chopped 49 to 51 Mercury. I mean, those are kind of just what you think of when you think of a hot rod and custom. So we're going to start out with a song called Hot Rod by Tex Rabinowitz. Then we're going to go to Little Deuce Coupe by the Beach Boys and Mercury Blues by Alan Jackson.
Nicely done, Brian. We'll talk soon, all right?
You bet. Alrighty.
Yeah. All right. So, Speedy's Jukebox. Brian's selections are Hot Rod, the Beach Boys with the Little Deuce Coupe, and also Alan Jackson with Mercury Blues. Let's go to the music.
Well, I'm a rolling daddy with a mean machine. It's got a V8 motor that sure is clean. I'm a hot rod man. I got a cowboy caddy with a custom seat. It's leather, it, they're all rolled in pleat. Come on, little mama, sit by my side. You and your daddy gonna go for a ride. I'm a hot rod man.
He's a hot rod man.
I'm a hot rod man.
He's a hot rod man.
Look out, little mama, gonna get you if I can. Bobby, wind it up. Driving on the edge of town, we're gonna look real cool as we tool around. All the fellas gonna scream and shout. When I leave, I'm gonna peel on out. I'm a hot rod man.
He's a hot rod man.
I'm a hot rod man.
He's a hot rod man.
Look out, little mama, gonna get you if I can. The lake and park, snuggle up real close in the dark. Tell you something, maybe you ought to know. The hot rod man don't ever move slow. I'm a hot rod man.
He's a hot rod man.
I'm a hot rod man.
He's a hot rod man.
Look out, little mama, gonna get you.
It's hard to steer. scoop. You don't know what I got. You don't know what I got. She's my little blue scoop. You don't know. About a Mercury, I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Well, the girl I love stole her from a friend. He got lucky, stole her back again. She heard he had a Mercury. Thought she's crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Oh, let's go. Crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Put it high in it. About a Mercury, I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Oh, I'll cruise now. Well, if I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. Crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Yeah, I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road.
At 99.9 KSIZ, where the MSP comes alive.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. Off a beam, walking in Memphis. But do I really feel the way I feel? Saw the ghost of Elvis on Union Avenue. Followed him up to the gates of Graceland, and I watched him walk right through. Now, just hovered around his tomb. There's a pretty little thing waiting for the king down in the jungle room. When I was walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? They've got catfish on the table, they've got gospel in the air. Reverend Green, be glad to see you. Then you haven't got a prayer, but boy, you got a prayer in Memphis.
my fingers bled was a summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit, Jody got married. Should've known we'd never get far. Oh, well, look back now. The summer seemed to last forever. And if I we'll be right back.
gentlemen.
Kids, too.
Get ready.
The Minnesota Street Rod Association's Back to the 50s Weekend is coming.
That's right, at the State Fairgrounds, June 19th through the 21st. Enjoy fair food concerts, kids' world, ladies' showcase, music bingo, and find your dream car at the Car Corral or Sunday Swap Meet. Advance discount tickets at participating Napa Auto Parts and grab a free ride on Metro Transit. See you June 19th through the 21st. Learn more at MSRABackToThe50s.com.
Good morning, Minneapolis, St. Paul. You're listening to Speedy and Spitz, a street beat on KSIZ, sizzling 99.9. And we have Wolf on the line. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, everyone.
I'll tell you what, it's a great day, and I think there's going to be a lot of activity over at the MSRA Back to the 50s, and I'd just like to reach out to all of our car enthusiasts for supporting not just Back to the 50s, but all of the vendors there, so when you have a chance, stop by and check it out, all right? Anyway, Wolf, what are we talking about today?
Anything you want.
You know, when you were growing up in Omaha, I think the beauty about it was that, it was an innocent time. I mean, there were so many things that were happening back then. And, we were growing up. I mean, we were, drinking water out of the hose instead of a bottle, it's like, okay. You know, I think the beauty about many of the things that happened when we were growing up is that, it doesn't reflect on what the kids are doing nowadays. What are some of the things that you see in comparison to when you were growing up in Omaha and now here in, say, Minneapolis or around the world?
Oh, yeah. Well, the main thing now that is really hindering the creativity of children is the telephone, those cell phones. I've seen kids in cribs and walkers that are playing with phones, and it kind of cuts down on their creativity. I think they did a study on it and makes them antisocial. I mean, when we were growing up, we were creative. We did everything. We had a big field, we called it, next to our house. There was no house built there. It was a field, part of a farm. And there was a great big oak tree in there. That was a huge tree. And as a big limbs branched out about 6 feet off the ground there, it was a big hollow spot. And we used that tree for a rocket ship, a fort, a ship, anything. I mean, all the neighborhood kids would just get together on Saturdays and Sundays and just play down there. We would play. We used that field for baseball. And I don't know how many times my dad had to replace the garage, the windows in the garage of that guy's house where the baseball went through. But, we had a lot of fun. It was right up by Fort Omaha, there in Omaha, and we made our own skateboards. We didn't call them skateboards then, but we took our roller skates off and we put them on boards. And we would make a scooter, and some guys took the little handle off the scooter, and they'd go down the sidewalk with the roller skates on a board. And we should have patented that.
And let's stay with the skateboards right now, because I can still see the bent nails that I had, with these skates that, we applied on just a piece of board. And back then it was like, oh my God, these are steel. You're actually kind of grooving all over the place. It's not like the wheels they have right now, but skateboarding back then was interesting. All right. I don't remember or recall a lot of kids that had protective stuff. All right. You never had a helmet. There was never elbow pads or knee pads. It was like you got shorts and your Converse on, and that was it, buddy. You're going to go skateboarding with your friends. And it was one of those times like, man, I hope we have medical, because in the event that, yeah, and back then we were able to, take some of those accidents, we would call it, right? But, mom and dad would say, we ain't going to the hospital. You're going to mend yourself. It's like, wait a minute. Hold on. My arm is broken, But nowadays, kids are like, oh, my God. It's like, What do you mean you can't do this? Go outside and take the trash, or go and fit. You know what? What happened to the children these days? You know, especially when high schools. You know, no more shop. All right, no more home ec. I mean, they you don't have that anymore. Am I right or not?
Yeah, I don't believe they have. They used to have my youngest son graduated. I can't remember when. But at Burnsville, and they had a automotive class there. Where he, in fact, that's where he rebuilt my the 327. That's in my Nova.
Wow!
He did it for a project, and I don't think they have. They used to have woodworking too. My older brother had a wood shop. He did woodworking in high school. Made things, shelves and tables and chairs. I don't believe they do that anymore.
No, I don't think so. You know, you're absolutely right. But I think the beauty about, comparing, what's happening now and back then, trade school was happening. Everyone wanted to be either a mechanic or just get into, the side of fixing stuff, handyman. Back then you didn't call Uncle Eddie to come over and fix it. You tried it yourself first, right? Within reason that you had the tools, the proper tools in order to repair. But, back in the day, man, I remember my dad's tool chest. And you had to put everything back the way it was and clean. I mean, did you have to go through the same thing?
I had my own tools. My dad didn't do too much building or tinkering with cars. He always had a mechanic to it. But I had my own tools. From Craftsman.
Oh yeah.
And I called myself a mechanic. I guess everybody was. Because my grandson, I wanted to know, how'd you learn how to work on cars? I said, I just took them apart. If I wanted to rebuild a carburetor, I took it apart. We didn't have YouTube to find. We just took it apart. I rebuilt a 6-cylinder motor in my, I had a 56 Chevy pickup. It was a little 6-banger, and it had a leak. That gasket broke, and I didn't know it, and it had a head gasket leak, and then it sat in the wintertime. I didn't drive it too much in the winter, and it locked up. And so I took it apart and put it back together, and it ran just fine. I call myself a mechanic.
Yeah, but you know what? Back in the day, it was easier to repair a car compared to now. Everything is, technologically savvy. I mean, you really need to know your way around with the electronics nowadays. And can you imagine when, you have those driverless cars now, the Waymo thing?
Oh.
Oh, wait a minute. How do you fix that? I mean, you have so much technology on the car that it's, unbelievable. For for us, I'm 74 years old, to get behind, or even get into the engine compartment, I'm afraid to do it, because if you touch something, that's it, done. It's going to cost you $1,000. Wait a minute. It's like, look at the Teslas. Take a closer look at the cost on the repair of the battery itself. It's just the EVs are, it's just complicated. Wouldn't you say that?
Very, very complicated, and I don't think unfixable. It's just, I would never have the only kind of electric car I would have would be the hybrid, which my oldest son, his mother-in-law, has one. It's, you drive it, and when you use the gas motor, it charges the battery up, and she gets it like 45, 50 miles a gallon.
Wow.
And that's probably the only, because I can't see just plugging a car in and have it all electrical. It's nice, I guess, if it's a second car. You can't use it for your main car, because if you want to take a trip, you can't go anywhere because there's no charging stations.
Yeah.
And people have complained. If there is a charging station, they're either broke or there's a big line there. So it's not a favorable thing to do.
I have a friend who has a Tesla, right? And I was taking a closer look at it, and he opened up the trunk, and I'm looking at that. Says, "Well, what is the generator for?" Gordon. And he just laughs at me. He says, well, you know, it's a safety precaution. You know, I said, why? He goes, well, you know, if you, you know, run out of electricity, you know, at least we have something to recharge the battery. And I'm going, that'll take a while, wouldn't you? But, you know, take a look at the, let's go fast forward a little bit. But back in the day, you know, everything was handcrafted. You know, I mean, you improvised any type of repair, because nowadays, it, you know, if you say, for instance, take a closer look at the refrigerator or a dishwasher, you know, these things are also technologically, you have to be solving to fix it, right? But back in the day, you could improvise, you could make your own gaskets, you know, you can make your own, you know, plugs and so forth. But nowadays, it's like, wait a minute, you know, how hard is it for someone to understand some of the complicated electronics that are, you know, attached to any of these items that you have to fix nowadays? I mean, just getting inside to fix a washer, all right, or a driver, a dryer, it's tough. Well, I mean, what do you think?
Well, I still repair everything I can, the best of my ability.
Yeah.
I just repaired our dryer not too long ago. There's a little sensor in there that wears out that controls the temperature. And the thing just quit. So I figured that was it. So I took it apart and found the part, ordered another one, which just a few dollars, put it back together and it ran. But if you would call a serviceman, it'd probably be $300-$400.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, when you take a closer look at the parts, back in the day, you know, when you needed the part, you had to run to the store. Maybe they didn't have, now you have to order it. And most of the appliances came from where? Sears and Penny's, right? It's like, wait a minute. You know, how long do I have to wait for a part? You know, it's like, oh my God. It's not like nowadays. You can go online and have it tomorrow, you know. There's just these, you know, I think what I'm trying to say is that, you know, comparing from what we were doing back in the day till now, it's a little bit more complicated, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yes, very. Very. Well, you can get the parts easier nowadays online, Amazon, and there's Speedway. I get some Classic Industries, but sometimes you get the wrong part or you order the wrong part and you have to send it back, which was inconvenient.
Oh.
But opposed against going to an actual store and grabbing it and looking, making sure it's right. But I don't think there's any auto dealers around here that sell any speed parts. At least I have never found any.
And you know,
all those.
Yeah, and you know, flipping the page here, it's like going back in the day. You know, we could go to the library. You were forced to go to the library for anything that you really needed for information. All right, and back then the manuals weren't in the library. All right, so but now it's so easy to just Google it, and all of a sudden you have at least some indication of what you need to do in order to repair it. But I remember the frustration when, you know, going to the libraries and these stacks and stacks of cards, right, that you have to go through just to find where this book is that we needed to. Yeah, and that will take, you know, sometimes hours. I mean, what do you think?
It would take a long time. My folks, though, for school, they bought the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Oh, yeah.
Britannica, I think. They sold them door to door. And we had, that's what we used for school. We didn't go to the library. We had all our information right there in the house, thank goodness. But yeah, it's so easy now to Google something. If I go to fix my car, I'll Google it first to see how somebody else did it. And if there's a trick to do it easier, and it helps. It helps a lot. That's one good thing I can say for the internet. It helps.
Yeah, and you know, let's take a look at art, all right? Back then, you know, you picked up crayons, you picked up a pencil, you picked up, the things that would, you know, you could be creative with, and you needed really to improvise back in the day. Now, you say anything about art, and the kids are saying, well, where's my iPad? Wait a minute. Whatever happened to the handcrafted stuff, right?
Yeah. I don't think they, I don't even think they use notebooks anymore in class. I think they use a laptop or a computer, and I don't even know if I should ask my grandkids if they even have a chalkboard in school anymore.
Yeah, and you know, I don't want to talk about computers right now, but I think that there's good things about it and bad things about it. So, you know, when they go on the blink, you aren't savvy enough or, you know, smart enough to fix it or to repair the thing. Now it's got to go in. You have downtime because you don't have another computer. And then the cost of getting it repaired is like, wait a minute, what do you need? What do you mean I need a new one? I bought that thing in 1980. It should still be good.
Well, I'm convinced that they set these computers so they crash on their own after about 8 years. Because I have a computer here. I just bought a new one at HP, and it crashed, and I took it into the geeks, and I thought I got hacked because I've been that before, you know, get a virus. And they said, no, it was an internal function with the computer. They said it was trying to repair something or do something in itself, and that's what screwed it all up. So I think they're programmed to crash, so you got to buy another one.
Oh, that's boy. My fault. Oh, boy. Listen, we got about 2 minutes. What else? How would you like to end this episode?
Well, I think I remember I think you have my book that my children's book that I published.
Yeah.
About children being themselves.
Yep.
It's called Wiggles the Worm. But I have an idea. I have a thought for anybody. Of any age, because that was made for 10-year-olds and younger. But I would say that don't change yourself so people will like you. Just be yourself, and the right people will like you.
Ooh.
And always do what feels right to you and makes others happy.
Man, what great words from a master. I mean, this is one of those things that, you know, people have to start listening, you know, and caring and, you know, for not just your family and yourself, but other people. Be kind to them. Is that right?
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
So, parting words once again for our listeners today?
Well, just take care. Have a good life. Be kind to others and enjoy Back to the 50s if you're going there. And I was going to see you Saturday, but I had to cancel that. I was supposed my sons were going to take me their Father's Day.
All right.
We'll see you soon, and I hope to meet some of you at my the next car shows I go to. I'm going to the one next Friday in Apple Valley at the Legion Club. It's called Freedom Day.
Sure. Yeah.
Take care.
Thanks so much. Have a good day there, Wolf.
Thank you. You too.
But nicely done, Wolf, who is one of our co-hosts here at KSIZ 99.9's Street Beat. And when you have a chance, take a closer look at his Facebook page under Rich Wolf. You're listening to Paulie all the way from KSIZ 99.9. It's time to get back to the music. Boom.
Sizzling 99.9 KSIZ, where the MSP comes alive.